Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Oh, I almost remembered my name today. This is the show that was started several years ago. I was guided to start having a show where I would help people to find the answers that they're looking for. So when you ask me a question, the answer that you get is not actually coming from me or my head. It's coming from guidance. It's coming from that divine connection that we all have. It's coming from that place of inner knowing and truth. And I do this because, well, I had reached a point in my life where it wasn't working, and I realized it wasn't working, and I couldn't figure out anything, which was why it wasn't working, because I was trying to figure it out myself. And so I started connecting with my guidance, connecting with the truth within me. And everything began to change. And it's interesting because I thought, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, change a few beliefs and then everything will fall into place and my life will work wonderfully well. And it's just going to be so simple. And it is simple, but it is enormous. Because one of the things my guidance told me was that I was going to have to let go of everything I have ever believed. And I thought they were kidding, and they weren't. And so over the course of many years now, I've been learning ways of letting go of beliefs, letting go of habits, letting go of all of those things that used to be so important to me, and realizing that they really didn't work in my life. And so I am recreating myself and my life and everything that I'm experiencing. And every week it's like something new. They're showing me that I believe that really isn't serving me. And this week it's been the belief that it's been about other people. It's been about the need to help other people, to be of service to other people, to make that more important than me. And I've told you guys before that part of this comes about because I play card games with my roommate. And when we first started and he was teaching me a new game, and I lost, and I lost, and I lost. And that was not normal for me. You know, I was always the one who won. I was the one that everybody in my family despised because if they played against me, they were going to lose. And so when I kept losing and losing and losing, I was like, okay, what the heck are you teaching me now? And it's been interesting, the things that they've been teaching me. And this week it was the realization that I believed that in order for me to win, my roommate had to lose. And I didn't want to make them lose. And so while part of me wanted to win, I didn't want to be responsible for someone else losing. Because I believed that I was responsible. So there was a lot of different stuff tied up in that. And I had to clear all of that stuff out of the way so that I would actually have the freedom to just enjoy playing the game because I wasn't enjoying it. And it's just interesting to me the things we have created. And I didn't even realize how deeply that belief went until I was trying to get it out of me. And it was like, oh my gosh, you know. I could see how it connected into so many different areas of my life and things that I did and things that I allowed and things that I believed. And they were based in this belief that it was my responsibility to make sure everybody was happy. You know, that people pleaser aspect of it. It's tied in with that. It's interwoven in our lives in such a way that it begins to take over. And so I'm working on releasing all of the beliefs tied in with that, which has been really interesting. And I'm feeling much better, and I find that I can actually just enjoy playing a game now. So it's working. It's really great. So if you have a question or a situation in your life that you want to talk about or reach a deeper understanding of, then the number to call is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I'm just now realizing that it's 9/11/2020. 9/11 has its own little meaning for each of us. Okay, so everything is set up now, and I am on the computer, and I'm going to my first caller from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
So what's on your mind today?
Just kind of relaxing here. I guess it's 9/11 time and the date, too.
Okay, let's see. Your energy. Your energy feels kind of down, it's kind of like you're bogged down in something. Have you been just worrying about something?
Well, I've been working a little bit. I've been working a lot. I have two jobs. And I don't know, my brother called me a couple days ago or texted me and he wanted the remote that I never had in the room for TV. So, I don't know. Not really.
Okay.
Just kind of tired. I wish I could sleep a little better, but I'm sleeping okay, I guess.
Okay. Well, we're going to do some Dear and Nate statements to clear up on whatever this is. It's okay. It's a whole bundle of stuff all tied up, and it's like a, this huge weight that's wrapped around you and just holding you down and keeping you from moving, from being free in your own life. That's what it feels like. Okay. So repeat after me. Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I accept that my life is not perfect.
Dear Nate, I accept that my life is not perfect.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I accept the heavy feeling associated with my brother.
Dear Nate, I release the heavy feelings associated with my brother.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am not responsible for my brother.
Dear Nate, I accept that I'm not responsible for my brother.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I accept that my brother is not responsible for me.
Dear Nate, I accept that my brother is not responsible for me.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I accept that my emotions are not tied to my brother's.
Dear Nate, I accept that my emotions are not tied to my brother's.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I accept my brother's wife.
Dear Nate, I accept my brother's wife.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I accept that my brother's wife is not mine.
Dear Nate, I accept my brother's wife is not mine.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have no obligation to my brother or his wife.
Dear Nate, I accept that I have no obligations to my brother or his wife.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Take a couple of nice deep breaths. Well, that feels better.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, there's one more that's coming up. Dear Nate, I accept that I am tired of my brother and his wife.
Dear Nate, I accept that I'm tired of my brother and his wife.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I completely let go.
Dear Nate, I completely let go.
Dear Nate, I release what is not mine.
Dear Nate, I release what is not mine.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Okay, a nice deep breath. okay. How do you feel?
Better.
Pretty good. You were lugging your brother and his wife around. You need to stop doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it had something to do with work. Working a lot. You know, I'm juggling two jobs. But that came in a couple days ago with Floyd. You know, we just text, but he thought I had the remote. He thinks I have the remote. I should look for it. You know, with all of my things. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
I never got the remote. I asked him about it, but his wife probably thinks that I have somehow lost it in my stuff.
Well, if their remote is their problem, it's not yours. Don't take it on because it's not yours. So let that energy go.
I could buy the new remote, but I feel, you know, I mean, I would want to, you know, I could spend the money, I guess, you know, but it's not my obligation to do that.
No, it's not.
Using me.
And there's no reason why you should do it.
I never had it. He said it was on the glass counter or on the TV or whatever. And, you know, he said that I used it many times and I never saw it. So,
yeah, that's his.
He never packed it out of the box. They're making me the scapegoat for the remote.
Well, you don't have to buy into that. You don't have to accept that energy. Just, you know, just let it go.
Well, I have my stuff there to move out. I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to move it. But he says that, you know, I should look for it then. So, which doesn't make any sense. Maybe he'll find it by then. Maybe he'll find it or something.
Well, whether he finds it or not, it's not your problem.
Yeah, so thanks for all that.
You're welcome. Maybe now you can rest easy.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too, Nathaniel. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 863.
Hi, this is Julia. I'm sorry,
hello,
I do that
Julia.
Every time. I'm so sorry. God.
How are you here?
It's like that. It's been a rough week. I don't know, maybe it's the energy, but we've emotions, family, tragedies. It's just been a really rough week. It's triggering a lot of self-judgment. I'm one of those people that tends to be hard on myself for anything that I perceive I've done wrong or didn't do right or said wrong or didn't say right, or, you know, it's like my mind just jumps on it in every direction. So I'm really good at finding fault with myself for everything. And for some reason, that's the pattern that's kind of been like a lifelong thing. And then I feel guilty because it's like I need to be focusing on, you know, my family, not about, you know, my own stuff, my own crazy mind. So it's just, you know.
Okay. I'm going to take you through a whole little thing. Here's my computer response. Okay, I'm going to look on another computer because that's one of my choices. Okay. We are going to go through All right, what am I doing? I want to look at my mail. All right. Give me a second. Everything is coming together. Everything is working out perfectly. So I have this thing that I got from Facebook. And it's about letting go of a lot of energies that a lot of people have. And these are energies that that we connect with who we are. And they're not true. You know, they're just things that we've been lugging around all of our lives, beliefs that we have about ourselves. And some of them are very detrimental. And some of the things that you said just really clicked with this little statement thing that I read. And I want to do a clearing with you over everything in this statement. There. Okay, I found it. I'm on a computer. There we go. Okay, so we are going to do these as dear and ace statements, so just repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear and ace, I hate myself.
Dear Innate, I hate myself.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I hate being a woman.
Dear Innate, I hate being a woman.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I have never loved myself at full capacity.
Dear Innate, I have never loved myself at full capacity.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I fed myself lies.
Dear Innate, I have fed myself lies.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I've told myself I'm not good enough.
Dear Innate, I've told myself I'm not good enough.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I've allowed others to tell me that I'm not good enough.
Dear Innate, I've allowed others to tell me I'm not good enough.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I've allowed myself to be broken.
Dear Innate, I've allowed myself to be broken.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I've allowed others to treat me disrespectfully.
Dear Innate, I've allowed others to treat me disrespectfully.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I've allowed myself to run through brick walls.
Dear Innate, I've allowed myself to run through brick walls.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I have fought battles for others who wouldn't even stand up for me.
Year in eight, I've fought battles for others who wouldn't even stand up for me.
Year in eight, I let go.
Year in eight, I let go.
Year in eight, I've been abandoned.
Year in eight, I've been abandoned.
Year in eight, I let go.
Year in eight, I let go. And I just feel like my heart's been squeezed. It's like it's just constricting and constricting and constricting. It's just like, whew. Yeah.
Okay, well, you should feel much better when we get to the end. So stay
tuned. Okay.
Sorry. That's okay. Here to the world.
You cut out for a second. I didn't hear all that.
Okay. Dear Innate, I've been a light to the world.
Dear Innate, I've been a light to the world.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I have loved others, even if they've been frozen with fear.
Dear Innate, I've loved others, even if they've been frozen in fear.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I fought other people's battles.
Dear Innate, I fought other people's battles.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, no one has fought for me.
Dear Innate, no one has fought for me.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I have fought battles in my mind, heart, and soul.
Dear Innate, I have fought battles in my mind, my heart, and my soul.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I have screwed up so many times.
Dear Innate, I have screwed up so many times.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I have made mistakes as a wife, a daughter, a mother, a friend.
Dear Innate, I have made mistakes as a wife, a mother, a daughter, a friend.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I accept that I don't always say or do the right thing.
Dear Innate, I accept that I don't always do the right thing.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I accept that sometimes I have a smart mouth.
Dear Innate, I accept that sometimes I have a smart mouth.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I accept that I have secrets.
Dear Innate, I have secrets.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I accept my scars.
Dear Innate, I accept my scars.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I accept my history.
Dear Innate, I accept my history.
Eliminate all that, though.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that some people love me.
Tyrannate, I accept that some people love me.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that some people like me.
Tyrannate, I accept that some people like me.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that some people can't stand me.
Tyrannate, I accept that some people can't stand me.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that I have done good in my life.
Tyrannate, I accept that I've done good in my life.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that I've done bad in my life.
Tyrannate, I accept that I've done bad in my life.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that I do not always meet society's expectations.
Tyrannate, I accept that I don't always meet society's expectations.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that I am random.
Tyrannate, I accept that I am random.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that I can be silly.
Tyrannate, I accept I can be silly.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that I will not pretend to be someone I am not.
Tyrannate, I accept that I will not pretend that I'm someone that I'm not.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that I am who I am.
Tyrannate, I accept that I am who I am.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept every mistake, failure, trial, and disappointment that I've ever had.
Tyrannate, I accept every mistake, error, trial, failure that I've ever had, that I've ever made.
Tyrannate, I let it all go.
Tyrannate, I let it all go.
Tyrannate, I accept all of my successes, joys, and achievements.
Tyrannate, I accept all my successes, joys, and achievements.
Tyrannate, I let it all go.
Tyrannate, I let it all go.
Tyrannate, I accept everything that has made me the woman I am today.
Tyrannate, I accept everything that has made me the woman that I am today.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I let go.
Tyrannate, I accept that I love with my whole heart.
Tyrannate, I accept that I love with my whole heart.
Tyrannate, I let it go.
Tyrannate, I let it go.
Tyrannate, I make no apologies for the way that I am.
Tyrannate, I make no apologies for the way that I am.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am a warrior.
Dear innate, I accept that I am a warrior.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am not perfect.
Dear innate, I accept that I'm not perfect.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am worthy.
Dear innate, I accept that I'm worthy.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am unstoppable.
Dear innate, I accept that I'm unstoppable.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am gracefully broken.
Dear innate, I accept that I am gracefully broken.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am beautifully standing.
Dear innate, I accept that I am beautifully standing.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear innate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am life.
Dear innate, I accept that I am life.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am transformation.
Dear innate, I accept that I am transformation.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I...
You cut out. Barbara, you cut out.
Can you hear me now?
You're back. There you go.
Okay. Dear innate, I accept that I am grace.
Dear innate, I accept that I am grace.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am brave.
Dear innate, I accept that I am brave.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I truly hate myself.
Dear innate, I accept that I truly hate myself.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I accept that I completely love myself.
Dear innate, I accept that I completely love myself.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go now.
Dear innate, I let it all go now.
Take a nice deep breath.
Ooh.
Okay. How do you feel?
Wow. Lighter. Energized, like I'm tingling, like electric.
Well, good.
Whew. Thank you for being the warrior, for standing beside me, for holding me, for holding me up when sometimes it's hard to hold myself up, for being the light bearer, the light giver, the light shower, all that and so much more. Thank you.
You are welcome, and you deserve it.
You deserve it, too. Thank you.
Now, I will warn you, when I first did this on myself, I had to go and lay down afterwards. So.
Yep. I need to put myself in a timeout after this.
Yeah.
A rejuvenation timeout.
You released a lot of different stuff, so just, you know, be nice to yourself.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you for being my guide.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Wow, wow, and more wow.
Well, just remember, it's going to get better and better and better.
Whew. Yes. Okay. I'm going to drink some
water
and go lie down. Yeah.
Exactly what I was going to advise.
Whew. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Take care.
All righty. Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. And I want to remind everybody that if I'm giving dear innate statements to someone and you want to say them along out loud to your own innate body, they will also work on you. So if you didn't say it along with Julia, then you might listen to the recording and say it along on your own, because it will make a difference in your own life. Okay, so our next question is from the chat room, and it's from Little Fairy. And she says, I'd like to ask if you pick up anything about the man who talked to me in the parking lot. It's been helpful and seems nice. I'm just surprised how he didn't hesitate to talk to me. I have spoken to him maybe once or twice last year. Okay, let's see what I'm getting about that. The first thing I'm getting is that this is part of you opening up to love. You are actually opening up. You're not so guarded. You let down a lot of your walls, which is great, which means that you are attracting men who are attracted to you. And you will find that you have more and more of them who just, you know, smile at you, say hello, whatever it is, because you are now open to seeing that, to experiencing that. You're no longer running around with your head down hoping no one. You are beginning to see the beauty in you, and that beauty is shining, and it's attracting men who find you attractive. So that's basically what they're saying about it. It's just, this is what you wanted, this is what you asked for, and you are receiving it. So just receive it. You know, be nice in return. It doesn't hurt, and it makes his life better too, because when you smile at him, he feels that beautiful energy of you, and you have no idea the impact that you have on some people when you smile at them. So make it a habit to smile more. I don't know how to put it into words. It just feels so incredible. Let's see if there's anything else about him. No, he is attracted to you. I don't know if he's going to, you know, one day ask you out on a date or anything like that, because he hasn't made that decision. But he is attracted to you. So, you know, he's just one of several men who find you attractive. Just smile and be nice. And be you. Just be you. Don't think that you have to be what they expect. It's not about that. It's about you being you. That's when you are most attractive. So smile and just say hi. That's it. Don't make it complicated. Don't run through all the scenarios in your head. Well, if I do this and he doesn't like it, blah, 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 blah. You know, let all that crap go. Just let it go. This is just about you being you. Like, you are learning to love yourself and accept yourself. And that includes accepting that other people will love you and accept you. And they're not saying that this is all about marriage and happy ever after or any of that garbage. It's about you letting yourself be seen. That's the most important lesson you're getting from this. Accepting that you are acceptable. So they're saying, dear Nate, I accept that I am acceptable. Dear Nate, I let it go. Dear Nate, I accept that I am loved. Dear Nate, I let it go. And then just let that all flow through you. Okay, I think it's wonderful that you didn't feel guarded. Yay! That shows your progress. Wonderful. And it's not about attracting the type of man that you have always attracted in the past. For one thing, you are not the same as you were in the past. So you shouldn't want to attract the men that you used to attract, because they were attracted to parts of you that are no longer there. So you are attracting different types of men. And this way you get to see that there's more out there. You get to see that you have more choices. And you're just going to have to get used to men talking to you. And just enjoy it. Just smile. Just, you know, every time it happens, just remind yourself, oh, I am so cute, you know. Just accept the fact that you are absolutely adorable. And just let go of all of the, oh, my gosh, what does this mean? Any doubts and worries, you know. Dear Nate, I accept I have doubts and worries. Dear Nate, I let it go. And just let all of that crap go and start loving the life that you are living. Because this is what you've been working on all this time. Clearing out all of that, oh, heavy crap, so that you could glow. You could let your life shine. You can accept that you are beautiful and you are valuable, and you are loved. Yep, this feels really good for you. All right. Anything else about that you want to say? Well, the men in the past wouldn't speak to you because you had so many walls up. It would be like, you know, talking to a brick wall. And most people just don't go around talking to brick walls. But that's okay, because you're letting the walls down now. And it is making a difference in your life. And they say your life is going to get better and better and better. So if you didn't do the Dear Nate statements I did with Julia while we were doing them, then listen to the recording and go through that whole list for you too, because it really does it opens you up. I can't put it into words what it felt like after I did it the first time and after I rested. I laid down because my guide said, you just need to rest. And so I thought, okay, I'll lay here for 30 minutes. And then 2 hours later when I woke up, I felt different. It was like a whole lot of things just were gone. So it is one of the ways of making big changes in your life. Yeah, if he crosses your path, say hello. And if he doesn't, don't worry about it, because there's going to be others. But this is just about you accepting you. And it should feel good. So if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Okay, if they say that three times, if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. That's just kind of your new motto. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. And I'm seeing your little kitty cat who's with you. And he has wonderful energy for you. So, yeah, things are getting better. All right. That's all I'm getting for you. Is there anything else? Go ahead and type it. Okay. And you are quite welcome. All right. And now we've run out of callers and chat room people. I guess it's probably because I didn't actually post the show any place to remind people that it was happening. Sometimes I just forget those little things. So this is about you accepting you. Accepting you. You accepting you. And stop making other people and things the focus of your life. And make you the focus of your life. And let it be okay that you have more. That you have enough. That you receive everything that you desire. Make it okay for you to live your life. And don't start tying up your energy with whether or not other people's lives are perfect, because that's really none of your business. This is about you being you, accepting you, and letting the rest of it go. Because you're not responsible for anybody else. You're not responsible for the world. You're not responsible for the economy. You're not responsible for the school systems. You're not responsible for any of that. You are responsible for you. And if you want to change all of that stuff, then you have to change you first. It is about you accepting you and deciding that you're okay no matter what. No matter what anybody else has ever said to you, no matter what you've seen, no matter what you've experienced, no matter how disappointing your life used to be, let all of that go, because it's just going to weigh you down, and you don't need to be weighed down. It's time for you to stand in your power, and you have this enormous power within you. It's time to accept that, to accept that you are powerful. You are so much more than you have ever imagined, and you deserve. You deserve. So just wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a hug, because you love you. And there is no one more important in your life than you are. And there never will be. There's not supposed to be. And I'm seeing a mother who's just had a new baby thinking, this baby is more important than me. Okay, if you took you out of the equation with that baby, would the baby miss you? So, aren't you important? We downplay our own importance. We need to stop that. We need to recognize that we are just as important as anyone else. And in our own lives, we are the most important person. Because without you, we don't have a life. So you do have a purpose. Okay, that's what they wanted to say about all of that. And I'm checking one more time. We are done is what they're saying. Okay, so we are done with the show for today. Thank you all so much for being a part and for calling in and for sharing who you are and asking your questions and letting other people benefit from your answers. Your life is meant to be magical, beautiful, and wonderful, and absolutely astonishing at times. Let that be your life, and stop thinking that you can't, because you can. You can, and you will, if that is the choice that you make. I will talk to you next week. If you have any questions, you can connect with me. You can find connections through my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And remember that you are important, you are loved, and you deserve your life. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.